Chapter 4. After all that, the audience, with a preoccupied Arthur R. Buthnot in the late morning, was short and unsatisfactory. He seemed to have too many things on his mind to bother about making mundane decisions about colour schemes. Annabel was soon ushered out into the drawing room and left to her own devices, which meant beginning work, or appearing to. She was amused to find that Sally had obviously appointed herself supervisor. The cat followed Annabel from room to room, sitting down and watching with great interest as Annabel wielded tape measure and notebook. With growing amusement, Annabel joined in the game, taking Sally at her own valuation. Would Madame like the brocade or the velvet for the drapes? Playfully, she dangled a swatch of each in front of the cat, who swatted at the rippling velvet. Oh, an excellent choice, madam. You'll take your instructions from Mr. Arbuthnot and no one else. The broomstick appeared in the doorway behind them, quivering with indignation. She looked around, ready to do battle with the usurper. Where did she go? Who? Annabel widened her eyes with exaggerated innocence. I was just talking to the cat.
The cat?
Still deeply suspicious, the broomstick turned her head from side to side, peering into the farthest corners of the room before dropping her gaze to floor level, where Sally sat looking up at her.
Do you mean to tell me you were using that tone, having a conversation with that creature?
I'd rather have a conversation with her than with you, Annabel thought. And it was not just because of the antipathy between them. She glanced down and met Sally's eyes. The unspoken agreement in them startled her. There could be no doubt that she and Sally were in perfect accord. The broomstick was a grade A, unmitigated pain in the...
Were you looking for me?
A voice cooed from behind the broomstick. Annabel suddenly realized who she had been suspected of consulting. Interesting. Was the broomstick afraid that Tara was going to be in charge of things here in the very near future? And where did that leave Neville, who had appeared to be Tara's, escort, if nothing closer?
I knew you were around somewhere.
The broomstick did not bother to conceal her hostility. Again, an interesting